You just clicked on the T-Bull Show. Hi. Talk. So we definitely finna get into some T-Bull shit. But first, we gotta play these ads. So just let this ad play out, my mans. And check me out. You heard me?
FP Munchie. Shout out, cuz. FP Munchie. Show you the new wave. He going crazy. Look at you, Show you. They got you. I heard you. You heard me, Jersey. Thanks for the music, cuz. Got you.
We're gonna get right into this episode, man. We're gonna keep this shit moving, y'all. Shout out, cuz, FP Munchie. Show you the new wave. He going crazy. Look at you, Show you. They got you. I heard you. You heard me, Jersey. Thanks for the music, cuz. Got you. We're going to get right into this episode, man. We're going to keep this shit moving, y'all.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey, nah.
Here we go, Shorty.
Hey,
yo, this is another episode of Hi.
Talk.
You heard me, Jersey. Yo, we got some real interesting shit. This is my co-host right here, Gina Fiend. Say something, you heard me?
On the scene, what you mean?
Yeah. They already know what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. But no, we got a little interesting story here, man. Gene just reminded me of something that probably needs to be talked about. I don't know. I'm going to figure it out, though. I'll tell you that much right now. You know what I'm talking about, Shorty?
I don't know. Really. Hey, look, we got a lot of stories. Which one we? I think what was yeah, Gene. The day you kidnapped. And now you kidnap my bitch.
Whoa, don't fucking say kidnap. Don't say that. That's some incriminating ass shit for you to say. Kidnap. Do not say kidnap, bro. Say taken without my permission. What you talking about? Say borrowed, motherfucker. What you talking about? Do not say kidnap. You're tweaking, bro.
Yeah.
First off, it was never a kidnap.
Y'all apprehended my bitch.
Not at all, brother. Not at all.
Y'all detained her.
No, but we're gonna get straight into this story, man. Like we're gonna let her know what's up right now, man. Go ahead, Gene, start off, bro. I mean, I don't even know if I should let you start. I'm gonna because I know your ass is ready for the bullshit early. You wanna jump down just straight down T-Bull's throat, Shorty. I'm not gonna allow that shit to go down like that. It's not gonna happen like this.
Yeah, get your rocks up now.
Yeah, so let people start this shit off. So this is the true story, you guys. This is how this shit actually went down. Like me and my homie Gene, we bumped some females. Bump meaning we actually came encounter with them and they were actually ready to you know what I'm talking about?
Some young ladies.
Yeah, some young ladies that was ready to do everything but be a lady. You heard me? Very. Look at me. That's the real true fact, Shorty. They was ready to get it cracking. You know what I'm talking about? So what happened is we picked these girls up from, I don't know, it was like a 20-minute drive, 30-minute drive. Picked them up, brought them back to my crib. We did. It was actually, it was a great night. Wouldn't you say, Jay? We got fucked up that night, bro.
Hey, it was
live, bro. Wouldn't you say that?
It was a binge.
No, it was actually like some dope ass. That was a dope ass night, bro. Like I remember we went crazy.
Rockstar lifestyle. Might
bro.
Not make it.
Hey, and we actually got some hoes out the deal, bro. That's not. Hey, we still fucking with these hoes months later. Like this shit just got weird. Like these hoes just wind up being around.
A little bit longer than expected.
Way longer than they needed to be.
Definitely overstayed their welcome. Definitely overstayed.
Wouldn't you agree, bro? Like it became to the point where that bitch was actually living. I mean, I shouldn't be saying bitch like FCA. You gotta help me, Show. You know, don't let me talk like that. You hear me? You gotta help me.
I definitely just said bitch, but I said my bitch. So
yeah. Well, she was my bitch at this time, but she definitely overstayed her welcome. She definitely was like fucking living with me at this point, bro. Like, I think I know her for like, it might have been 30 days total, bro. And like, The first night she came, she left. Then the next night I called her, she came. She left. Third night I called her, she came. Then I asked her to do me a favor.
And never left.
And the bitch never left. That bitch was like, right, because you need me to do something, so I need you to do something. Let me spend the night. Whole time she was a strag. But to be honest with you, this hoe was really a hoe. Like, this bitch was a strag for real. Like,
they were selling, soliciting themselves.
That's what they were doing, bro. What'd you say? They were for sale. For rent. Fuck yourself out.
They were soliciting themselves.
Exactly. So, so anyway, after I'm messing with this girl, you know, Gene messing with her friend. So it's only natural that we do the double date shit. You know what I'm talking about? It's only natural that we move that away. Like, it's only natural that we do double date shit. Me and you homies, them two homies, we all getting it cracking, right?
Facts.
On a regular, for 30 straight days, we kicked it hard. Wouldn't you say that to be true?
If not more.
It might have been 2 or 3 months. I don't know. But I know for sure.
He lost track of time.
I know for sure. Like, oh, after shit. 30 days, I was done with that bitch. So, story goes on. The 30th day. At this point, I have a girlfriend. Shout out to my boo thing. You heard me. I don't even know if I said I have a boo thing, but if I do, then that would be it. If I had a boo thing, that would be my boo thing.
I don't even remember which boo thing, but okay.
So, what happened is I went to go see my boo thing, and Shorty came over and she was like, she want to kick it with me and shit. And I was like, no, I'm going to my girl house. And she looked like she was offended. She looked like she was offended, but she was accustomed to come to my house every day. She actually came to my house one day while I wasn't even there. And she was already in my crib. And I'm like, how did you get in? She said, the back door was unlocked. Mm. Oh, wow. Okay. Remind me to lock that. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, 30 days go by. And on the 30th day, I'm telling her I'm going to see my girlfriend and that, you know, go do whatever it is you got to do. I can't stay here. Hell no, you can't stay here. Fuck you. Move around, shorty. Go find something to do. You know what I'm talking about, G?
Facts.
Like, G, you can't, hell no, bitch, you can't stay here. Get the fuck out of here, bitch.
You are soliciting.
I was soliciting?
No, she was a solicitor.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what she was. But that time frame was over. I wasn't doing that anymore. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I leave town, come back, and my fucking crib is broken into. I'm talking about, like, motherfuckers done snatched a 60-inch off the wall, bro.
Off the wall.
Bro, like, they didn't unscrew it. They didn't, like, make sure they took it neatly. They snatched that shit off the wall.
Gone.
So on top of replacing the TV, I got to fix a fucking wall, bro.
Facts.
And they stole my kids. They stole my kids' TVs. They stole the Xbox. They stole laptop. They stole the tablet. They stole the iPad.
They stole everything.
That bitch cleaned me out. The bitch cleaned me out, Gene. Do you hear me, shorty?
I saw it.
She cleaned me out, bruh. I was actually riding around looking for that bitch for like a week after that shit happened. I was actually riding around looking for that bitch for a week. I don't know what I would have did to her, but I definitely needed to speak to her. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what I was gonna do, but I definitely wanted to talk. Let's just talk and see something. You know what I'm talking about?
Facts.
So, now this is where your story kicks in.
Oh yeah, mind you.
Yo, you got like a bad connection or something, bro?
My bad. The young lady who wasn't really acting like a lady, that was the young lady I was with, best friend.
Yeah. So, they homies. That's what they do.
Right. So I go to work and I get
Don't make it seem like it was just a random ass day of work.
No. Let me tell you like this. All right. Before I even go to work, you know, T-Bull called me like, hey, somebody just robbed me. Somebody just broke in my house. A girl right next to me like, oh my God, somebody just broke in his T-Bull house. Are you for real? And I'm looking like, because she acted surprised, but it's that surprise that I already know.
Yeah, it's that fake ass surprise. Yeah. It's that, oh my God, you got me something?
Yeah,
like, you knew what it was. Don't fucking play.
So
with
I look
me.
At her like, yeah, call her. Call that bitch right now. So she calling her. She like, she not answering the phone.
And by you mean call that bitch, you mean call your friend. Call your friend and see if she knows anything about what's going on.
She not answering. So the girl not answering, right? So I'm like, man, yeah. Fuck this. I got to go to work. So she stayed. The girl, now, mind you, it was a 30-day thing that just kept going.
Yeah, you want to say a thing. Yeah, so you want to say shit, I'm on. The bitch come around so much, you just let her stay.
Right, like, right. Yeah, so you here, fucking now. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly, just stay.
So now she has her child with her, too. So I'm there with a whole makeshift family. So I'm 30 days.
You take care of bitch and a baby, huh?
So I got to go to work. I leave him there. You know, so I'm getting to work. You know, I talk to her the damn near the whole time I'm on the way to work. It take an hour and a half to get to work. You know, I'm on the phone with her. So I'm chilling at work. You know, it's getting to the middle of the night almost. You know, I'm working overnight. So, motherfucking, I get another call from her. I'm like, what's up? What's going on? I just talked to you 30 minutes ago. What the fuck going on? Yeah, you need to get your friends. And that's when you know.
Friends. She called us your friends. She called us and said, bitch, that's my family. They different.
She next thing you know, Tierra grabbed the phone. That bitch
took
out
say
that. That bitch. I'm like, whoa, click. That's when you know what phone I'm going to go. T-Bull called me back. Hey, we got your bitch.
Don't say it like that, bro.
Like,
that's
I'm like,
totally
what?
Wrong.
What y'all got? Like, what you talking about? See right here, they put the camera on. I was like, whoa, what the fuck is y'all doing? What, they didn't kidnap a bitch, beat her up, drug out the house.
Don't say it. Whoa.
Like,
yeah,
what?
When you talk like that, this should have never seen the light of day. What you talking when you talk like that, Shorty, this should have never seen the light of day, Shorty. Do you hear me, Shorty? When you speaking like that, this shit will never see the light of day.
Oh, but let me tell you this part, though. She did try to get the TV back. But I was at work and, you know. Yeah.
But she did try to, she tried to recover my shit.
Yeah.
But don't make it seem like I just went over there and kidnapped her. I went over there and asked her, did she need a ride?
Nah, you wouldn't go.
Yeah, but I sent my people to make sure she needed a ride. I think she needed a ride. I think she was looking for an Uber anyway.
Yeah, she was
that's the truth.
She was in a draws. Well, fuck.
She was looking for a fucking Uber, bro. Hey, bro. And I had sent somebody over there to take her so she can go to the store. But since you guys have her, I would like to speak to her, so bring her here.
y'all detained.
Don't say detained, motherfucker. I told you she came willingly. She willingly walked out and got in the car like, oh, can you take me to the grocery store? I'm like, hell yeah, we got you.
Yeah, nah, y'all showed her a nice time after y'all beat up and shit. Like,
hell no, don't say it like that. You just fucking content on criminalizing my family. Huh? No,
I never said
you
it was your family.
On making us criminals. Huh?
I just said your family.
I mean, anybody I fuck with is my family. Anybody I fuck with is my family.
Hey, look, but look,
if I'm fucking with them, they family.
But look, no. Needless to say, motherfucking. She was a little thrown off herself, so she ended up having partying and kicking it with y'all. And y'all dropped off safe and sound before I even got home.
Okay, but here's the problem, Gene. Because when we first got to that girl, bro, she was high out of her fucking mind, bro. She was so stoned. Like, I don't know what the fuck she was high off of, Gene, but she was, like, high. Like, she didn't even realize what was going on. She was that high, bro. So when I finally get to her, hey, do you remember me? She said, yeah, T-Bull. I said, yes. Where's my shit, bitch? She, I don't know. You don't know? Your so-called best friend took my shit, and you don't know anything about this. She, no, I don't know anything about this. Okay. So call your best friend then. She, I don't know her number. So now you playing with me. So now this is a game to you. my shit missing, and you sitting here telling me you don't know your friend's number no more. Your best friend. Stop playing with me, stupid.
She didn't.
You heard me, shorty?
That bitch didn't have no phone. Strag,
what you say, shorty? I'm tweaking. That would have got. She had no fucking phone, boy. What phone did she have?
Strag, remember?
That's true. Stragging it out, shorty. Definitely stragging that shit out, shorty.
Real life.
So anyway, I'm trying to talk to the young lady. She's super stoned, so she's not staying awake. Like, she's like drifting. You know it ain't no real party unless you got a little smoke in the background.
That sound like a belch, motherfucker.
No, that's smoke.
The fuck? It sound like a toad.
Okay. So look, anyway, the young woman, I don't know what you want me to call her, but she was like unresponsive to everything I was saying after that point. Like, I just wanna find out where your friend is so I can get my shit back. Or at least question your friend about my shit. And she say, my friend called me and she said she came over here and it looked like somebody was in your house. I said, bitch, I'm finna whoop your ass. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Bitch, what? Your friend called you and said, what, bitch? I'm fucking you up, bitch. I'm whooping you and that bitch ass. You always don't know me, bitch. I'm telling you, bitch, I'm different. I'm trying to tell you I'm different, bro. But no, I didn't do anything, though. But, I didn't do anything, but I just want you to know how mad this shit made me, bro. Like, I was so fucking upset, bro. Like,
rightfully so. Rightfully so.
So, anyway, as I'm talking to her, I'm finding out more and more information about it. She like, she said you told her she could live here, and then you left and locked the door on her. That's why she did that. That's funny to you, bro. Bro, I'm telling you, I never told that bitch she could live with me, bro. Who the fuck I look like saying you can live with me, bro? Like, come on, man. I never said that bitch could live there, bro. That bitch was in my building and stealing shit from me, and that shit was fucked up.
Hey, shit.
Then the bitch gonna tell me anybody can buy a house in foreclosure.
Oop.
Bitch, get out of my house. Stupid bitch. Bitch, get out. You know what I'm saying? So, like, now this bitch trying to treat me and then rob me, shorty. And then rob me, shorty. What am I supposed to do with that thing?
What you mean? Should have pressed charges on her.
Yo, we got to take a brief pause. This is money calling. I got to get my money.
Facts.
All right.
Talking about the ghetto. Funky, funky, get out. Trying to survive. Trying to stay alive.
The ghetto.